previously on Bad Radio.
It must be.
It really is.
Tackling Joe die. Montana must be pretty badass.
Or fun.
You have to die of something.
You know, Nutnit, or whatever you were tweeting about with golf this weekend.
Nutnit.
Just hitting a good drive.
No, he referred to Kai Forbath as nutting it.
I know.
Nutted.
Nutted.
Yeah, he in his football pants.
Dude,
you're
what is the matter with you?
Already.
He's on fire, champion Carolina Panthers.
No, that is
like what possibly
how is that wrong?
How did you just
it's all wrong.
I mean, you just
burst through the wall like the Kool-Aid man right there.
In Davey's defense,
oh, yeah.
Bob said that Forbath nutted the kick.
Yes, he was wearing his football pants when he did that.
Yeah, that's right.
Candy. And I'm not gaining weight. I'm losing weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. The AIDS diet plan really works.
AIDS candy contains a safe and effective appetite suppressant when used as directed. Helps curb your appetite so you can lose weight. And AIDS candy has no stimulant that can make you nervous.
The plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal. Mmm, delicious chocolate flavor. And I love being a size 10 again.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS.
Okay, sports, movies. What about a talk show host?
Talk show host, that's good.
I think I'd be good at that. I talk to people all the time. Someone even told me once they thought I'd be a good talk show host.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of people. How do you get that, though? Where do you start?
Well, that's where it gets tricky.
You can't just walk into a building and say, I want to be a talk show host.
I wouldn't think so.
It's all politics.
In fact, Groobs, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year. And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean,
it just, anyway, it left a strange taste in everyone's mouth.
Yeah, I can. I can get you guys alcohol.
Really? Seriously?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
So
because,
good.
You know, we're worried about that. That would be great. Plus, you know, you scratch our backs, we'll scratch yours.
Well, Jules, the funny thing about my back is that it's located on my
This is the end of the song and the beginning of the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Dave Lane, ticker host for The Hardline, heard 3-7. Wait. 3-8. And I never listened to Dan. Damn it. I never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
The nipples.
AP1's right about now. Sports Radio 96.7 1310. The ticket presents the Super Bad Radio Program.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
Today's special occasions include IndyCar Series champ Will Power. Are the NFL players about to pass a new CBA, allowing them to toke up? And is it Leaning Tower Dallas still leaning? Also, gluten-free Julie Dobbs. What is a Mino? Be the Killer. RIP Bob and Jake. And now, two guys who love to compare their grape clusters, Gen X Davey Lane and Dan McDowell!
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Can I have a little more me in there, Blake? More me in my own ears. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Gen X Davey, what was it like to see that in person, the whole killer trying to read? Isn't that something?
It's something, yeah.
It's like, hey, go on the roller coaster. Don't put your seatbelt on.
I know.
Just see what happens.
It reminds me of when I was an ESL tutor in college.
Unfortunately, English is my first language.
Sorry, killer.
How's it going, killer?
Good. I thought I didn't do that bad.
No, you did great.
No, that was good, killer.
Very good. On the killer scale.
Yeah. Well, like that's a very low bar.
The curved grading system we use for the reading.
Does it make a difference if you're reading your handwriting or something that's typed? Like, do you sometimes have trouble reading what you wrote?
No, I can do my writing okay. It's just the stuff that's been typed out for me usually that I have to read is very, very small print and a lot of grammatical errors.
But you've got glasses on.
It still doesn't help if it's minuscule.
All right.
I feel like I have great handwriting. What do you think of that, Davey? Look at that. You feel like that's pretty easy to read?
Yeah, you have. Well, you and I are similar in that we both write in all caps.
Yes. I have not written a small letter since I was in grade school.
Yeah, you.
Or a cursive letter for that.
Yes. You write like an architect.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's hot.
I'd like to be an architect.
Like I have.
Like George Costanza from The Open?
I loved you before, but I love you even more now. You know, in seventh grade, that's when they let us write however we wanted. You know, because that was middle school for
yeah.
me.
Okay.
And so, you know, sixth grade, at that time, all through elementary, you had to do cursive. But then once you got to middle school, then it was a free-for-all, and you could do whatever you wanted. And so I immediately started writing all caps because I saw somebody else do it, and I was like, oh, that looks cool. And then that's what I do
easier.
To this day.
It just feels easier. I think that's why I diverted to it.
Yeah, it's way easier.
So this is Gen X Davey Lane. Can we still call you Gen X Davey, or are you just Dave Lane?
I mean...
Are you not Davey?
Boomer Davey.
No, I didn't change generations. I'm still...
Davey?
I'm still Gen X. It's just that Gen X is now old.
Yes. It used to be you were the young... sarcastic smartass running around.
Right. And now I'm the old guy that's still hanging around the party.
The old guy in the
creeping
club.
Creeping everybody out.
And we're at Texas Motor Speedway today because it's media day.
And, so exciting.
The killer is producing and he's actually here.
Hello.
Hello, killer.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Davey.
Hello.
And
killer
he
here.
Has booked us a guest. So we will talk to a racing man at 12:30 or so. But Gen X Davey, well known for the, strip club story, the JFK Jr. Day.
Yeah. All of those stellar broadcasting moments.
More recently known as Julie's Nemesis. So you happy we're out here, Julie?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't have to look at my stupid face, so.
It's not wow. stupid, Davey. I don't hate you that much.
By the way, I didn't know I saw you after Misbehavin'. At uh-huh. Ticket Stock, and you guys did such a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And I congratulated you. And then I had no idea, I mean, I guess no one did at the time, all the drama that you were going through that day. And so I just wanted to take this moment to say that I'm glad everything's okay. And
well.
That you pulled it off, and I was none the wiser, and you're so profesh.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I was glad I could still go sing, and I think that story was much better than... your taco story, so thank you. We're getting better.
See?
We are improving.
I have to lay down my jacket on top of the puddle to try...
Right, for the damsel.
To try and get it back in the damsel's good graces. So.
No, it's all good, Davey, and thank you very much.
But you're going to have to lay more than one jacket down.
Right, yeah.
That was a giant puddle.
I'll have to find a cape.
That's fine.
That you put there. So that was a very controversial stance that Davey... is glad everything's okay.
Yeah, I know, right? It's not the twist that you expected.
Right.
It's weird. Speaking of time wasters, I was going to ask you, because I know you were nervous going into it, did you have any blowback on the headdress? Because you guys, the bad radio crew and friends... did a brilliant take on YMCA from the Village People that was KTCK.
Right.
And everybody was dressed up. Mino looked like such a twink in his construction worker outfit.
I think he was well cast.
Yes. I mean,
right there.
The tightest wife beater, the most painted on wife beater you've ever seen. Jake was great as the biker guy. And you were the leader in the Native American headdress.
Being from Cleveland, I thought I should be the Indian.
Yes, because that's your tenuous connection to it. So did you get any kind of negative feedback from that?
No.
Because your woke daughter was worried.
One Twitter comment after I did Ducey's show, wearing a headdress. But I couldn't tell if it was some guy, you know, parodying somebody who was mad.
Right.
Or if he was actually mad.
Right, if he was just doing a bit on your bit.
Right. So I feel like it was well received, or at least there was no the woke person, my woke daughter's concerns did not seem to be valid. No one said, "Man, you're looking very offensive there."
Right. Well, so after I heard you talking about this, I immediately Googled Village People cultural appropriation. And so I found this post on a message board from a guy who was asking the question. He had very similar concerns to you. He says, me, a white person, along with some other people, want to dress up for Halloween as the village people. I've been chosen to be the Native American one. Is this a bad idea? And then so there's a bunch of comments, most supporting.
Like, certainly you can't dark skin.
Right. This first comment says, I don't think it's in the same league as blackface. Village people costumes have been done a million times, and I've never heard a complaint about the Indian chief guy. Another guy says the actual Indian chief was part Native American, which is why nobody ever made a big deal out of it.
Oh, the real guy from the band?
Right. And then people are saying, get over it. It's the village people. Enjoy yourself. But then there are other people like, if you have to ask the question, then maybe you shouldn't do it. But I did. Then I looked up who was the actual Indian chief in the village people.
Okay.
Did you ever know his name?
Me? No, of course not. You just said that.
No, I mean, I guess no one knows.
I don't know any of their names.
Yeah, no one knows any of their names.
In fact, in just researching, which means Google searching images,
right,
to find what costumes we needed, it appears they went through many iterations of, like, they would lose a cop and they'd just get another guy.
Right.
You know, so it didn't matter if they lost one of their members throughout the years because they could just find another guy, throw a costume on him, and there you go.
Yeah, well, so the Indian chief guy, his name is Felipe Rose, and he was in the band nonstop from the beginning in 77 until 2017. And then I guess he left the group at that point, and so they turned it over to this guy, Victor Willis, who I guess had been in the band the same amount of time, but I guess they had a dispute over the naming rights, kind of like Bad Radio.
Okay.
Like, who gets to keep the name. And so Victor Willis kept the name, so he's the leader of the village people now. And Victor Willis, sometimes he was the naval officer, but other times he was the cop.
Okay,
I don't know. Yeah, black guy. I don't know.
The cop was the black guy.
Yeah, so I don't know how he chooses whether he's a naval officer or a cop, or if he just flips a coin.
Whoever calls in sick that night.
Right, but Felipe Rose was always the Indian chief, and so his mother's Puerto Rican, but he claims that he has Indian blood in his heritage, which is why he's...
It's hard to call you out on that.
Right,
you know,
like, he's dark-skinned, okay. And you don't want to be politically incorrect and calling out somebody for falsifying their heritage when can't really, I mean, I guess you could make him take a DNA test, like, yeah, Ancestry DNA. But so he got his start as a dancer in the disco clubs in the 70s, and that was his bit, that he dressed as in the Indian war paint and headdress as a dancer in the clubs.
All right.
And then the producers found him and said, hey, we want to start a troupe around you. And then he went on vacation and came back and said, hey, I have this great idea. We need to get more dudes who are dressed as manly jobs in Greenwich Village. So that was the start of the village people.
So he started the village, or it was actually started by people, others outside.
Yeah, it was started by music producers, but he was the first one.
Okay.
So he has...
He's the fulcrum.
He has village people cred, and he has Indian cred. And because the Indian in the village people is so integral to 70s pop culture, it's a 70s pop culture costume, not an Indian costume, so therefore you are okay.
So, okay, if I'm dressed with all the other guys, I'm okay.
Right. If you go
if
out...
If I just walked around by myself, you might have questions.
Yeah, if you just walk around by yourself in the headdress, then you're inviting questions. But if you are in context with all the other village people, you're fine.
Well, I appreciate you validating my original belief and slash enabling me.
You bet.
I like to surround myself with enablers. am I smoking too much? No? Okay, good. That you got to ask right person if you're...
Yeah, I know people that smoke way more than you.
Right. There you go. All right. Well, we're told by our producer, Killer.
Go to break.
Go to break, because we have a racing man. His name, Davey, is Will Power. I don't think that's a bit.
There's no way that's his real name.
But we'll find out next.